Yo, y'all know what time it is. Another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. And you can find us wherever you get your podcast behind your boy. Young Quaggy, see the drink.
It's your girl back at it again. Your favorite fine ass auntie, Jersey Living on the show.
This old soft voice ass nigga, what is this? The Quiet Storm? What you ready to play some R&B? R&B songs?
Hey, that man, coming up next, Brandy sitting up in my room looking at his. What are you talking about, bro? Nigga, John, nigga, hey, man, follow by that. John B. What are we talking about, bro? Hey, what's your boy, Mr. Bell? AKA, I can't say your name up on the spot. Might not fuck with you, Lamar. This nigga here, old R&B ass voice.
Sometimes you gotta hit him with the low voice, with the sexy.
It's not what we do here.
It's better than that. You like my voice? It's how you on.
We get ratchet over here. Look, we went. You said it, Jersey. She said on Breakfast Club that she didn't leak the video. She threw the phone and somehow it accidentally got loaded up. Do you believe me? Your face already said it. But do you believe that?
Because anytime you upload something, it'd be like, are you sure you want to download this? It take at least 4 or 5 yeses to get some shit downloaded, bro. Fuck that. Your Wi-Fi ain't that strong all the time. Come on. Even if you threw it, you was at the last button.
Y'all talking about red?
Red.
Y'all seen it?
Hell no.
Yeah, I seen it. It wasn't, I mean, I'm not gonna judge nobody's sex tape.
You a knock though?
We talked about this previously. I don't know what happened to Sexy Red. I told Jersey. Sexy Red used to have a lot of ass in them old videos.
Nah, but she wait till she dropped them puppies, boy. It's over with.
Bro, it's been recent though, and it ain't the same. That's all I'm saying is it ain't the same.
I'm saying she got a whole litter in there. Wait till she dropped the litter.
Nah, bro, I'm saying before this pregnancy, it wasn't like it. It has, you know.
It's cause she just got pregnant, ain't you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you ain't hearing me. Before pregnancy and all, the dunk is gone. What are you talking about? You keep talking about pregnancy. It got nothing to do with that.
I'm saying we was looking at her. We didn't know she was pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant. That's what I'm telling you. That's all that was. All
right, bro. You call it what you want. But now,
but I'ma call it dumb. Period.
What you said? What you said?
You ain't answering the question.
I said, yeah, bro. I said, her dog ain't the same, so I don't know. Which boy you want me to say? Too much more I can put on it besides that. Look, though. Exercise time. It's going to, you know, we're going to get busy on this night or whatnot.
Friday night.
Man, how would you handle this situation? A man is found, a man lost his wife. The wife had passed. They had 2 kids together. He found out that one of the kids is not his. He found out from a family member, the wife's family members. I don't know how the conversation came up, but it's how I found out. He found out from one of the family members that one of the kids is not his. I don't know if it's the oldest, youngest one, whichever. I don't know which one. But one of the kids is not his. How would you tell him to handle that situation?
But the other kids are his, or it's just the one kid?
Just the one kid.
And it's not his?
Yes. Like I said, I don't know in order of which. So you find out basically your wife passed.
How many are total?
Out of that, I don't know. I think it's 2.
Okay.
Is this a real situation, nigga, that you put somebody business out there?
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah,
on the radio. Okay. On the radio.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio a month ago, so I've been sitting on it. You know, I've been sitting on it, man. Yeah. So
of 2 children, just one of them not his? I just want to clarify.
Yeah, like I said, we're going to go with 2. I don't remember full details. It might have been 2, it might have been 3.
But one of them's not his. You need to first confront that baby's mama. Like,
you can't, Jers.
Dead, Jers. You can't.
She's dead. Oh, she's dead, and they told him on the after. Damn. Woo.
So
he done raised some kids now. Ain't no way baby's daddy really is. Like, them your kids now. At least in that situation, like, damn, she was alive. You could figure some shit out, get some back child support from his real daddy if you wanted to play the petty route. But you can't do shit about that. He's already invested that time and effort in that kid. Like, I would think he would continue to be that baby's daddy.
Okay, Clay, what you think? I feel like we should let Clay go first on this situation. So we can come bring it back.
But I'm saying though, bro, like, that's some wild shit though.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You gonna just disown that kid?
I'm saying though, like, technically that's her next of kin. So, little nigga, you got to plan this funeral. I'm out.
Nah, she's already buried.
Oh, she's already buried, and then I found out. You didn't know. Okay.
Like I said.
Okay. Man, I'm saying, though, it is just a kid, and it ain't his fault, but I'm saying that nigga didn't look like me now that I think about it.
Damn.
All the signs were there. All the signs were there. I mean, shit, that's crazy.
Holla. There, wow.
So you going to put that child out?
I'm saying, like, okay, you can live here, but you really not one of my kids. So, like, when it's time to bounce, my G. Like, I'll be like a father figure, but as far as being a father, wow. I'm more of a legal guardian now.
Wow.
You already been this child's father. So
right? I have, but I'm saying if I don't have to be.
His first words was dad. You watched him take his first steps. There's no, you're dead from there, huh?
Nah, I mean, the sins of the father. In this case, the mother.
It ain't like she can act on it now. She already dead. And two, you ain't like you know who the baby's real daddy is.
The sins of the mother. That, I mean, shit. You just got to eat that. What Kanye say? That they don't kill you, only make you stronger.
Wow.
I need that last name back.
Would you tell the kid?
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm talking all this shit, but if you think about it for real, it's like, shit, how I'm gonna tell this nigga that your mama was a hoe? Slut bucket.
Wow.
When is that the right time? Because then, look, it's the other kid's mama too. They all share the same mama. That's the crazy thing. So I can't just talk about your mama. I'm talking about all their mama.
That we know of, apparently. Like, shit. Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, I'm sorry. That's wild. That feels like such a problem.
Go ahead, Q.
Hey, bro, you well, bro. That's why I feel like, I don't know. I don't even think I should have opened that up to you at night.
Obviously, you needed to because people would clearly think that. Did you? Oh, you heard it on the radio. I was going to say, like, what did the comments say?
Well, I listened to the radio and it was a bunch of call-ins. And people, like, some of the people's response was, you know, like, nobody went to the extent that Quag went to. But some of them was questioning, like, what if the child's father comes back? Because obviously this family member is messy, and they told you, so they go probably they might tell that family member. Oh, I mean not that family member, the actual child's father. Yeah, so then it might become a problem and whatnot. So that's what a lot of the people was talking about. But then most people think rationally. I would say rationally is I'm gonna raise this child because I already been raising this child, and I'm not gonna make it. It creates problems for this child. You don't want that child to feel unwanted.
Unnecessary fucking problems.
Hey, like, you gonna put that child in therapy. You setting that child up for a lifelong therapy if you do some shit like Quag talking about. Like, you ruining another person's life. It ain't even that deep. It ain't that deep.
More than that. Fuck that.
Niggas didn't care when they was fucking my bitch.
That's, we talking about the kid now.
We ain't talking about me. We ain't talking about me.
A kid that ain't mine.
I get being, you know, mad at her or whatever. She's already dead.
Nah. I ain't necessarily. Look, I'm mad, but I'm saying sins of the father. You got to eat that for me. Somebody got to take the ass whooping.
Nah. And you going to put it on the child?
Who's got to be the kid?
Give me that last name back.
How?
Get my name off a birth certificate.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
Nah, I can't do that. I can't.
He's all fucked up now, for real. Like, the kind of mental. Like,
it depends on the hoe. I ain't gonna hold you. That's really what it is.
What does it matter about her? She no longer here.
What if it was a bitch I really love? What if it was a bitch I really love, though, and she did that shit, and then I was like, damn. I really loved your mom, man. I can't believe she did that.
The bitch told me
on her deathbed, she was like, oh, take care of the kids, all of them. I knew the bitch was there. I should have known then. Damn, she got me. I told her I'd take care of all of them no matter what. You know, like, that kind of situation. But if it's just some random, you know, I just went to Vegas and married a bitch, that type of shit. Nah, I thought all that.
Like, the lady that died, that was his wife, bro.
It was his wife. Yes, yeah, so wife.
Like, dude, this is your wife. Somebody you genuinely love. You obviously chose to spend the rest of your life.
Niggas get married more than once, though.
That's perfectly fine. She died. He's allowed to get married again. There's nothing wrong with that. He loved her.
Not everybody wife died, though.
When she dies, like, he not already sad about her dying. Yeah, come to find out the kid not his. But, like, damn, you've
I'm jumping in the casket on that old boy. I ain't gonna hold you.
Wow.
Bro, what's really good with this dude? Hey, bro, he's really good with this dude.
Yeah, I don't know who hurt him.
You wow, bro. You take it out your anger as far as the woman on the child that had nothing to do with it. The child that you put, let's say the child 7. You already been raising this child.
Bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Y'all act like y'all ain't gonna feel away. You wouldn't feel
nobody away. Gonna feel nobody away. I don't mean disown that kid out of nowhere because she fucked up.
It ain't out of
nowhere. He probably cheated first. Oh well.
Not getting pregnant on the cheat back, the ultimate loss.
Come on, bro. Quag, you well. Hey, like I said, I would, you know, still honor the child. Yeah, I would feel the way. I would be upset. Who ain't gonna be upset finding out the kid ain't their kid? But you'd have spent all this time raising this child.
You gonna do something passive aggressive and then be like, damn, bro, I can't believe I did that. And then what did it do? It enables it. You be doing it and subconsciously. You don't even realize it.
Nah, I can't take it out on the kid. So, it's not the kid's fault.
You say that, but you're gonna look at that kid different and you're gonna be like, you're gonna be doing a little shit that you probably shouldn't do. Not saying you're gonna be doing it on purpose, but shit happens. Because it's gonna be in the back of your mind, god damn, this really ain't my kid.
Nobody ever know.
Right.
Somebody gonna know. You found out.
The I'm cousin saying, told bro, you tweaking, bro. You.
Be mad at her all day. Fucking
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was on the radio. A bunch of people know. It's gonna come out who it is. They Facebook probably all over that shit already.
That I don't know. Not if you leave no names. Who knows? But all right, man. In other ask Jers questions. I think we talked about this before. But Jers, how you feel about splitting bills? Is it 50-50, or do you want the man to go 100%?
It'd be nice, but let's be realistic. Can't nobody afford their own place by themselves anyway. Going 50-50 is pretty fair if y'all live in the same place. Or if you handle big bills, I'll handle the little bills and the subscriptions and shit. Like, you know, divvy it that way. If you're going to do everything 50-50, that's another way to do it. But either way, y'all cohabitating and shit, figure out how to do that efficiently for both of you.
Quiet.
I don't know. I've been taken care of for the last 5 years of my life.
I'm ready to log out.
I done got a free ride the last 5 years of my life, apparently. And that's fine by me. Choo choo. What Fox said, Jigga Train. I'm on it.
This has been another episode of the Big Fives podcast.
AKA Be Single.
That's what they call him. What's crazy is like what I think is crazy, motherfuckers asking for bill money in a place that I don't reside.
Ooh, once he said his first line, I knew that was coming.
That's crazy to me.
I knew that was coming.
You asking me for what? I mean, I understand, like, if you need, you know, some help, that's one thing. You know, I help you out. I lend you something. You know, you want to hold something, that's one thing. But talking about some, you know, you ain't bringing nothing to the table but dick. That's all I got. You hear me? What you mean?
Isn't it? He taking personal shots, y'all. This is a bad behavior. That's become very personal.
I'm asking a question.
It is a very personal.
How you gonna ask for bill money? For real though. What are we talking about?
He's talking to one person and one person only at this time. Personally. I ain't George, my bad. I didn't think we was gonna go here.
I got bills in my house. What are we talking about?
Let him cook.
I got bills in my house. What are we talking about? Jerry, you be asking niggas for bill money?
For money. If you want to cut in on this car note, I ain't going to tell you no.
You're asking for money.
My bad. Jerry, two people getting it now. My fault. Two people's getting it. My bad.
Are you upset if a nigga don't cut you bread? Just because?
No. No.
You're not expecting money, because it's
appreciated when it do happen. Like, I'm not decent nobody's son over no money.
Okay, so you're not expecting it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Nah. When it happens, it's fantastic, and you definitely get some reciprocal energy off that shit.
So is it like a standard that needs to be met to be asking for money or something? Is that a thing? Like, or is it the type of nigga that you ask money for?
Everybody different. That's all I'm gonna say. That would be the point of my argument. Everybody different.
Because I'm just not understanding.
Like, some people really need it when they ask. Some people expect that shit because XYZ reasons, or, you know, I'm cooking, I'm coochie, that's you. Like, you know, some bitches will play you for your money and use it for other shit. Like, you know,
I have paid a bitch bill before. Now that I think about it. She needed her light bill paid. And I told her I was gonna pay it. I told her I was gonna pay it. And it was like gonna be the day it was gonna get cut off. And I was like, damn, I guess I just gonna pay it. I got you. But I just put the minimum down.
I bet she appreciated that help.
You know what I told her? I was like, damn, bitch, I got to pay my light bill first. What you talking about? Shit. Let me pay all of my shit and see what I got left. That shit was crazy. All
right, bro. He got his shit off. He answered the question in some form of fashion or whatnot.
You never pay the bitch bill?
Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Yeah.
Has a woman ever asked you to pay her
bills? When we say bills, what are we talking about? Because do we count cell phone bills?
I mean,
getting paid, right?
I mean, I feel like cell phone bill ain't usually more than $50. So, I mean, technically.
That's why I asked.
Because I have paid a bitch phone bill before, too, but I didn't really count that. I mean, like an actual bill, light bill.
Okay.
You know, that's rent. The big boy shit, the shit that motherfuckers is really like, hey, I need this.
I need paid a water bill.
Respectable.
I paid a water bill. I had to help somebody get their medicine.
I ain't never got no rent. I ain't never paid the LG&E, but I have paid the water bill.
And I ain't giving you no bread either. I'm paying the bill. Give me the account number.
I ain't gonna hold you. Hey, her, log into your shit on my phone. I know you got your email and your password. Log into your shit on my phone. So that way, I know this card ain't get saved too. What you talking about?
Yeah, nah. If anything, send me the money. I'll pay it.
Yeah, nah, we ain't. I'll get a money order and drop it off in the mailbox before I see my core info. Nah, G, fuck yeah. You get me fucked all the way up, G.
Nah, shit, before I send you the bread, shit. What you mean? I ain't doing none of that. Yeah, that's getting the card.
I ain't getting the card, and I ain't just giving you no bread, because then you're going to be in the same predicament.
Give me the account number. I got you.
What you said? Mm-hmm.
It was mad as hell. I ain't gonna lie. Look, same little situation. Same shot. She was like, "Shit, I need you to go to Dollar Tree and get a couple things." I was like, "God damn, bitch, Dollar Tree."
I feel like we all done that.
I still flaked on her. I was like, "Nah, I ain't do the shit." I was like. I ain't answer her call when she called. I was like, nah, I ain't driving over there. Fuck it. Just to go to no goddamn Dollar Tree. My son ain't got no food. Well, bitch, you shouldn't have quit your job.
Ooh.
Okay, George, one more thing before we get out of here. it's going in today.
Hells.
Bro, I got some shit to get off his chest today. George, which one's better? I'm going to give you three options. Is it food seasoning? Just stuff you season your food with. Slap your mama. Tony Shatterans or whatever. Call it right.
Just hey, whatever.
I'm just a slap mama. That's my shit.
Quack, do you got one? I ain't.
Huh? Tony Shashiers. If I got to pick up the three, Tony Shashiers is killing both of them.
I'm going to slap your mama like Jerry said. That's like your mama.
He's getting Tony's for something specific. Like, I'm cooking a steak. I want it to taste like this. But
you can put Tony's on there in any and everything.
Don't get me wrong. I do. I got Tony's.
Okay.
I ain't going to hold you. I ain't never had slap your mama.
That's true.
Say that.
Yeah, no, that's true. I keep both of them in her. I ain't even going to hold you. Matter of fact, I take that back. I'm out of slap your mama.
Oh. You still got Tony though, right?
Slap your mama.
I got a little bit left. All right. We was gonna talk about the Pornhub searches because it's different in every state. But the link I had says, "Oops, it cannot be found." Dang. Spiritual word from Instagram. Yeah, it was up a week ago. It was up to when I sent this list out. Now it's gone. So we ain't gonna talk about that.
Damn.
So we gonna move on. I guess we gotta talk about the news in the world. Cardi B announced that her and Offset is no longer together. And she also went on Instagram Live and shared a very emotional live. And she, you know what I'm saying? She's hurt. You can tell it's hurt. She's hurt. I don't even really know how to react to that or even how to form a question. I'm just going to let y'all. Well, here, let me read these tweets real quick before I get that. I'm really 100. Today is not the day. Man, where's the other one? There's another female rapper who, on her Twitter, released a picture of Michael Jackson hanging out the window looking around. Like, what's going on over there?
Because we know. Don't act like it's a secret.
We know who it was. And then Cardi responded with, "Take your man to the park and leave me the fuck alone." Charles, you could react in any direction you want to. You could react in the heartbreak area, or you could react in the Nicki Minaj area. You just pick whichever one you want to go. I don't really have a question. We just going to react.
So, you know, at least with this Cardi Offset breakup thing, I want to think if she really fed up, she gonna be all right, you know, she gonna go through, get them papers signed, do what she gotta fucking do. But I hate to say she gonna take him back in 6 months. I'd say that. It depends. It depends on what kind of messy shit about to come out the box. She definitely gonna hit an album, I'm hoping, you know, by the summer and shit. I'm definitely hoping to see a Quavo feature on that album, just for petty sake. Bitch.
They cool now, though.
And as for the Twitterverse, Nicki need to chill out in her own household, bro. Like, shit like that, what got y'all on the internet in the first place? You ain't married to the best nigga, so I really wouldn't be out here calling other people's kettles the same color as yours, bitch. But that's neither here nor there. Being petty on her shit in the middle of her turmoil, I hope she really come for you with some verses. Nicki just dropped an album too, and it ain't like it was bad. It sounded like Nicki. That's really all I can expect. I had a couple bangers. They gonna hit on a repeat. It's fine, but I'm very much ready to see a Cardi album off this turmoil in her life. What she's good at is letting shit happen and putting that shit in her music and getting a bag off it. So we about to see what Cardi's coming up with for 2024. 2024 energy on Jersey's into the universe is very much giving low give a fuck. So I'm hoping Cardi reciprocates in that same energy. But I'm not giving a fuck about that nigga's feelings. Like, do what you gotta do, sis. He fucked up. Go on and tell us why.
Jerry said the Nicki Minaj album sounds like Nicki Minaj.
That was like a Nicki album. Like,
that is extraordinary.
It didn't feel like all this hype everyone was leading up to was worth it. But she got a banger or two. She's Nicki Minaj. She's going to come out with a banger or two, and that's perfectly fine.
In fact, I was going to say, if that's a diss, lucky. I just, like, your album didn't sound like nothing for me to even give an appropriate response. It sounded like you.
It sounded like you.
It sounded like you.
You did what you know how to do. You got your check. Look, two hands.
Quack, like, same thing. I gave Jersey opportunity. You could even talk about the breakup situation, or you could react to the Nicki Minaj and the Cardi B beef that continues on.
Whatever. Fuck all that. The breakup situation. Why you ain't read Blueface tweets? Accusing Krishan of sleeping with Offset.
I'm giving y'all the opportunity to bring it up, my man.
What the fuck going on?
Same kind of bullshit he would come up with. That's wild. I don't think she did that shit.
Now, come on, now, she ain't crazy. I mean, she might be. Y'all think she easy for real? Like, easy like that? Krishan?
I think when you hurt, you do stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Hurt people. That's a good point.
Hurt people don't give a fuck. Let's just call it spade to spade. Hurt people don't give a fuck. You do some shit when you hurt.
That's saying she could have, but I don't know that she did because I don't want her to come punch me in my throat.
Not just scared.
No, I'm saying that's how Q's response was, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I wouldn't want to fight her. If I had to, I would. I can't promise what those results would look like, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
If only you had the same, you know, same. For that nigga in high school.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm.
TKO.
Look, I cannot accept that nigga was,
not that nigga was sleep.
Jerry's knocking niggas out, boy.
Quick. You wanna know Jerry did it? Because she done gave me three different answers. No. Four.
Four.
No. I don't remember. I've got a, it was an accident.
An accident?
And then I got it wasn't me.
It wasn't me, but I never said it was an accident. I never said it was an accident.
But Jerry's trying to protect her soft girl era. That's what she do. She tried to protect her soft girl era.
It was high school. Niggas do shit in high school.
Now she trying to protect it.
Accusations. I cannot confirm.
Two different people done walked up to me. Two different people?
Nah.
That just happened to know?
Nah.
Oh yeah, I know.
One person brought it up to you. You brought it up to a mutual party, and the mutual party felt like it sounded accurate. So I don't want to hear that.
No. How I found out about it was a nigga walked up to you and asked you in front of me.
Yeah. I'm like, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then I asked LT. You're right. I did ask LT.
Exactly. Yeah, don't put that on me.
When you seen LT, you scared him. And that's when he was like, no, it wasn't her. That's what it was. I remember now.
That sound like a she little bit of problem. That don't sound
she
like
said, she said, what happened? He's like, I don't remember.
Judge, exactly. I heard bullying people now.
I don't know what happened because I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jerry's out here bullying LT now. Come on, bro. What you doing?
I ain't bullying no LT. He know we cool.
Nikki trying to bully
but if he know what happened, I want to know what happened. Because I want to know your side of the story then. If it happened, tell me. How you scared to tell me a story I was in?
See?
Oh.
Too aggressive. See, that's, I feel why you back
I
now.
I just want to know the logic. Make it make sense.
Okay, all right. We'd have done this. We done rehashed that. Jerry said she didn't beat nobody up.
It wasn't. You're right. She didn't.
Quag believes Jerry beat somebody up in high school. Beat some dude up. Like, we don't know. We don't know the truth.
He now is a dude. Originally, the story was it was a girl.
It never was a girl.
It was always a dude.
It was always you knocked the nigga out in high school.
We don't know why you knocked the nigga out, but it was reported you knocked some dude out.
Allegedly.
That's what we do here. We allege things. Quack, are you done responding to the Cardi and Nicki situation?
That shit's crazy, bro. I mean, I do think they'll get back together because it ain't like he ain't cheated before and she cheated back. I mean,
we hope this the last time.
Cheated.
Nah, but I'm saying like it was with somebody. I mean, if it was with somebody famous. If it is something that got her looking crazy out here, because this thing how crazy that would make her look.
That's why I was going to ask.
Now I'm on the Blueface show. I'm trying to release my album. What y'all doing?
That part.
So
the bag.
The crazy thing is, if he really cheated with Krishan. Krishan's only known because of Cardi. Because I still stand on Cardi. Blueface is only known because Cardi got on the song. And so then that snowballed in to now Krishan is on. Now the other baby mama's on. Now hit Blueface's mama's on. Cardi done made all of them money. She done put all of them on. So now that's very disrespectful if I'm Offset. You gonna go cheat with the woman that I helped get money? Like, who I put on? Hey, bro, you disrespectful.
Fuck.
That nigga don't deserve Cardi. You know what? That nigga don't deserve Cardi. He don't deserve her. You gonna go cheat with somebody who I put on, basically. In a snowball effect. She put Krishan on. Because nobody listen to Blueface. Don't get me wrong. YG, he did his thing on the remix, on his version of the remix. It wasn't gonna do enough to put Blueface on. It was Cardi B who put Blueface on. He ain't name. What's funny, Marco? Blueface said, "I'm gonna leave the interview if you can't name another three or more of my songs." Can't nobody name three more songs of yours besides that. What you want? Tatiana the original, Tatiana with Cardi, Tatiana with OIG. What you want, bro?
Same song three times.
What? I don't know. Nobody know your songs.
That song.
Go ahead.
Did he get a believe?
I ain't watched it that long.
Exactly.
Because look, I'm saying Soulja Boy did that at his verses. So, I mean, it rolled thin. So, I guess it rolled for Blueface.
We're going to roll into the Soulja Boy verses here in a second. Then.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Everybody done. Cardi was on live. We all done been hurt. I ain't judging them for getting on live, but I do wonder how people end up on live crying and be all in their feelings. I done been in my feelings. I done made some posts. I might have Snapchat that person. You know what I mean? I done went through some shit. I ain't gonna lie. We all done been there. I don't know how people get on live. That's all I'm gonna say. The Cardi and the Nicki shit. Nicki, you 40, fam. Fam, you 40. Like, what we doing? Like, you nobody come at you when you and Meek Mill broke up. Like, you know what I mean? When you and Safari went through your whole situation. What are we doing? This is a serious situation. But then again, we talked about the same person who was liking posts and making comments about Cardi and parenting. Like,
right.
You 40, fam. Like, what we doing, G? At some point, they gotta stop. I don't care how bad. Look, we beefing. We beefing bad. 50 Cent buy Ja Rule concert tickets. He ain't said nothing about his kids in a long time. At least, I don't even think he ever said anything about his kids. I'm beefing with you. Eat 50, pettiest man in the world, ain't crossed that line. Nicki, we 50, fam. What do we do? I mean, you fit 42.
Like,
what
we doing?
50?
Jumped to
50
that quick?
I was saying 50 Cent. My bad. I wasn't being disrespectful. My bad. The liquor. You know what I'm saying? You 42. Come on, G. Let that go. It's 8 to 10. It's 8 to 10. It's 8. Just let it go. Let it ride. Let that woman go through her pain. It's a heartbreaking situation. She in her feelings. We all have been there. Like, you ain't. Okay, come on. And I feel Cardi with him. And take your man to the park. Because your man can't go to the park. He can't even go to his son at elementary school.
Sure can't.
What we talking about? Like, stop it. See, now I feel like I got to pick over Nicki because you doing the most.
Like, your shit don't stink. Look, all that childish bullshit doesn't surprise me why her album sounds like everything else she's ever put out.
Jersey's is way off. Jersey said, it sounds like you. Like, it is you. So it should sound like you. But like it,
no evolution, no change, no difference. What do you know?
And then the people at her photoshopping that Offset is in Nicki Minaj's comments. Y'all petty too. It was funny because I went to the comments and looked and see what? If Offset was in the comments. It was funny, but y'all petty. Y'all petty. And if he did that, he'll fuck up ass nigga.
What he said?
It was his heart eyes under
his heart eyes. Yeah,
under one of Nicki pictures. It's like, bro.
You don't think he put up her ticket?
Yo, I would hope not, bro. Like, damn.
Nah, I don't think I'll say that type of nigga. Like, Nicki's a lot of things, but come on now. Like, what are we talking about?
Nicki! Whoa, we're not going
to
front like Nicki.
Nah. But she's
low. We're going to front like Nicki can't get it.
She's low on the list of celebrities that could get it, though. I can think of a bunch of people I smashed before I smashed Nicki. A bunch.
Yeah.
Like, her body's dope, but it be dope sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
Nicki, not saying, you know, nothing about chunky women or nothing, but I'm saying, I don't like chunky Nicki. I don't like, you know, kind of blown up Nicki. That ain't my vibe for real. I wish that I could have, you know, this moment for life, that Nicki. You know what I mean? I'm saying, though, why the fuck are we talking about Nicki, though? What the fuck?
Yeah, she made the comment.
Oh, yeah. No. Fuck her, hell. And if we're going to keep it real, Team Cardi.
Aside from Krishan, who else do you think Offset might have slept with?
There's probably one of his other baby mamas. Probably all of them, for real. Because
yeah.
I'm Offset, why not? He probably slept with the maid. He probably got caught sleeping with the maid. Or the nanny. They have a nanny, I think. You smashed a nanny. Why not?
But like, I'm sorry. All right, never mind. I'm not gonna
say though, Jersey. He probably smashed like one of her family members.
Fuck.
Would not be surprised. Because I'm offset. Why not?
It's got to be somebody she know.
It's got to hit close to home.
Damn.
Okay. Probably still. I ain't gonna say. I mean, he probably could have slept with her sister. I mean, if you Cardi B's sister,
I wouldn't think she'd do that. I said allegedly, her sister like girls. So
what I mean, that. What they mean?
Never mind. Because you're not hearing me. Never mind.
I heard what you said, but you're not hearing me. What that mean?
It means she ain't gonna slide. That's what that means. Not every female gonna switch it back just because.
Her sister pretty fucking cool. Like, you know, I don't think she
was. Nah, it wasn't a sister. It was Krishan. Like, I believe he fucked Krishan. I ain't even gonna hold you. Because he probably looked at Blueface like, breast needs a lane. Like everybody else do. I mean, everybody else do the same thing. I believe it was Krishan.
Fuck her either. I don't want to fuck her either.
Krishan, so I ain't gonna stunt, but I can't, even though she covered the tattoo, I can't unsee the tattoo. So I don't know.
She missing the tattoo. I'm not saying she's not
pretty. She's pretty, but I've also seen her coochie on the internet. I wouldn't want to fuck her.
I don't know. Krishan, like tattoo and all that, like when she was running track and all that, Krishan was cold. We not gonna stunt, like.
We're not, but we're talking about current. It ain't like he jumped in a time machine and fucked the bitch.
True. Good point. My bad, Josh. You're right. It's a solid point. And you got Cardi at the crib? I don't know.
Yo, that would blow me.
I don't know. But niggas do it. Quick, quack, I always say you cheat down.
You cheat down.
So, I don't know. You got Cardi at the crib. I'm sorry. I'm at the crib every day. I'm flying home from every concert. What you talking about? I don't care if everybody fucking sees me back.
You got Cardi at the crib, but Cardi wasn't there that night.
I'm gonna fly to where she at. I fly to her shows. Jay-Z was at every Beyonce concert. It was a family affair. What you mean? When Cardi go on tour, if I'm upset, I'm on tour too.
Do you think he know her songs?
You said what?
You think he know her songs for real?
Jay-Z? Yeah.
I mean, he's probably heard them so much now that he know them, but you think he go into it like...
Yo, maybe not giving advice, but he be supporting his wife.
Hey, we not gonna act.
Support. Bro. I'm talking about knowing songs.
We not gonna act like... Whoa. We not gonna act like... Cardi got hits, so you know Cardi hits. This ain't Blueface situation. People know Cardi songs. I said no Cardi songs.
I'm talking about Blueface. Jigga knowing Beyonce song. Y'all talking about he was at every show.
Oh hell yeah, he know it. He know every Beyonce.
He was song. In the studio because she was recording him.
Are you crazy? Yeah, he know Beyonce song. All right, we talking about female rappers. Jersey sent something to the Instagram group, and it's talked about how Eve should be considered the top five female rappers, which I thought was common knowledge, but apparently it's not. Give me your top five female rappers. I thought Eve being top five was common knowledge, but apparently it's not.
That's wild. I like Lady London right now. I would put her in my top five. I'm giving her no specific order, but I like Eve. Because she's just classic. I'd still consider Lauryn Hill a rapper or MC, so that's kind of the same category for me anyway. Say what you want. Jaya's always gonna have that moment where y'all like, so I'm not, I don't care. Shit.
Watch the show, you used to it.
Yeah, pretty much. Give me a minute to circle around, because I really got to think about what female rappers I like enough to consider them.
Okay, Cool. So I'm just gonna say this. I don't count Lauryn Hill. The reason I don't count Lauryn Hill is because she got one album. And I get everybody talk. I say it's out of tap. I get how everybody say that.
I've had this argument too. It's okay.
It was. And everybody say how great the album is. And it was. I'm not saying that it's not. She got one. She didn't follow up. And then now she show up to concerts late. Like, did she? Oh, sorry. Not late. She just don't show up at all. Like, what we talking about? I can't rank her. Maybe it's being personal bias. I don't know. Plus, then she sings on half the song too. At least Drake got enough rap songs that I could dictate if he's a rapper or not. And Lauryn Hill ain't got that. So Lauryn Hill don't rank to me. I'm just going to keep it a book. If I, in no particular order, I'm always going to put Eve, and I'm always going to put Missy Elliott, and I'm always going to put MC Light. Them is the three. Then four and five kind of goes back and forth. Because sometimes I won't put Foxy up her or Lil' Kim up her. Then I won't put Nicki up her. You can't ignore. The reason I don't want to put Cardi up first, because yeah, Cardi's very popular. And yes, she has a bunch of big impact. She had a bunch of mixtapes, but she only technically only got one album too. Can't use that argument for Lauryn Hill and not use it for Cardi. Okay. So, Missy for sure, Eve for sure, Lauryn Hill for sure. If I'm saying all time, I got to give Nicki her credit, even though she's 40.
Lauryn Hill, you meant MC Light.
Thank you, appreciate you. MC Light, Eve, Missy Elliott. I give Nicki that. I want to say the bread, but I don't think the impact hits as hard. I don't know who the fifth one is. Give me time. I don't know. I'm putting Missy at one, Eve at two, MC Light at three. Give me Nicki at four. Yeah, give me a minute on that. Give me a minute. Oh, Queen Latifah. I'm tripping. Oh, yeah. Queen Latifah at four. Put Nicki at five. I'm tripping.
I'm subbing Lil' Kim for Nicki.
I think Nicki did Lil' Kim better than Lil' Kim.
Wow. Maybe it's because you got to see it in real time.
I don't think she did, though. Lil' Kim only fucked one nigga. Nicki fucked a bunch.
I think Nicki
had to fuck three different camps to get on.
I think Nicki raps better too.
Nicki had to fuck three different camps to get on. Lil' Kim just had to fuck one nigga. That's it and that's all. I didn't disagree with your list, Q, because I ain't gonna hold you. I was gonna be anticlimactic and be like, look, I ain't gonna hold you. I got a lot of top fives, but this ain't one of them.
All right, bro. Moving on, George. Did you ever come on? Did you ever come up with yours? I'm not even gonna lie to hate.
Pretty solid. Your list is pretty solid. I am subbing Kim for Nicki. I'm sorry, Nicki for Kim. But the rest of it is pretty solid. Queen Latifah, love her. MC Light's classic. Can't go wrong with that as a choice. I'm not disappointed with any of those decisions.
Yeah, and like I. With that is, I take total, like, impact, you know, and all of that.
You don't think the bread had impact?
Not as much as the other five. If you ask me, my three would be Eve, Missy, and the bread. Because I think the bread's dope. Plus, I wanted to go so deaf when I was growing up. Of course, I'm going to fuck with the bread. Like, I wanted to be the main
why didn't nobody tell me that the bread and Allen Iverson was a thing?
You ain't know her?
I ain't know that. She was talking about it on the interview. She was talking about, you know, what all she did to the nigga. I was like, damn, the Brett.
Brett was out here riding for this nigga. This nigga was, hey, when you a ball player, you like kind of, I guess the offset situation too. You possibly, you got money. I mean, they gonna throw it at you. How many times you gonna turn it down? I'm pretty sure offset, give him his credit. I'm pretty sure he turned it down a couple times.
But at some point, the brat was on the
road
with the nigga.
I don't know, bro. The brat probably was also, hey, you could do it with me, but you can't do it without me. The nigga probably did it without her too many times. Mm.
Hey, the brat
the brat hit you with that. What do you like video with Tyrese? Mm.
The Bracket get it. The Bracket, I always get it. I ain't even gonna hold
you. Shout out to the Brat and Judy, because they are thoroughly enjoying their life as mommies now.
Yeah.
They always, but they said I was seeing them on the internet.
Dope shit. I do want to shout out Trina, even though she ain't gonna make the top five, but I do want to shout out Trina. I also want to shout out Rhapsody. I can't say the word.
Rhapsody.
Thank you. But I don't think she ain't got the impact. She ain't got the record sales. But she is dope, lyrically. Like, I just want to shout out. But Trina's Trina. Like, we just ain't gonna ignore Trina's Trina. Like, you just not.
I ain't gonna hold you. Lotto's working her way into my top 10, too, though.
I think she'd be top 10. Wow. Yeah, she might be top 10. Real quick, I do want to ask y'all a couple more things before we get to half out. Jerry sent it to the group. Love Hard Tool. Keisha Cole, Trey Songz, Jaheim, K. Michelle. I just want to know who y'all think the headline is. That's all I want to know. Y'all just, it's a quick one word. Well, I mean, one name. Who do y'all think is the headline?
They got to switch it up depending on the city they in. They got to switch it up based on the city they in. Because I looked at the tour list. I was like, yeah, these all cities niggas live in. So they got to switch up the set list. Not the set list, but the lineup depending on what city they in. Because some of them cities, that's Keisha City. Oh, that's the throwback cities with the old heads. So they come to see Jaheim. So, you know, it's going to draw a good crowd of people. But that lineup got to change up depending on your region.
Quay?
Read it off for me again.
Trey Songz, Keisha Cole, Jaheim, K. Michelle. I personally don't think it's between two people, personally, in my opinion.
I think it's between Trey and Keisha.
But... It is between Trey and Keisha. No shade to K. Michelle, but K. Michelle is dope, and she had a run. But I don't think her run ever touched them other three's run. Maybe she touched Jaheim's run. But that says enough right there. Her and Jaheim's stat. So it's between Keisha Cole and Trey.
Look, the
Jaheim
a little higher than K. Michelle.
Well, like Jerry said, the aunties, the females buy the tickets.
Yeah, the mamas is coming to see Jaheim.
They gonna come see K. Michelle because niggas is fucking up. Like Offset.
And Jaheim's gonna remind them of the nigga they meet. So it's like,
No, I think it's Trey.
Think it's Trey?
I think Trey's the opener. I mean, the headliner.
I figured you was gonna say Keisha. That's another reason why I put it on here. Because I figured you was gonna say Keisha. Because I was gonna say,
what's Trey. The name of it? What's the name of the tour?
Love Hard.
Love Hard Tour, yeah.
I mean, with a name like that, it could be Keisha's, but
it actually fit. Honestly, the name of the tour, does Trey fit? Because them other three fit.
I mean, Trey got some sad songs. Trey got some sad songs that he gonna have to do.
Yeah, I think Trey. If we're looking at records, so Trey sold more records than all three of them.
He also been the most recent to come up with some fuck shit in the news. So
that's what I was saying. That's a good point, Jerry. So they might have to push him down. It might be Keisha because it would have been you, but he got more resistance. Any question. That's without question.
All right, if you needed to sub somebody for Trey, who would it be for that tour set?
Nobody.
I don't think. Love Hard Tool. Off the top of my head, Keisha Cole,
the main Keisha, the headliner. Who else would you put on there? Because my first one would have been like Lloyd.
Yeah, but then Lloyd becomes the opening act for sure.
Cool.
And if we just looking at a business aspect,
Trey gonna sell tickets. Over Keisha?
Over Keisha to open?
Yeah, Keisha's the headliner. Lloyd becomes the opener.
Headliner always goes.
I thought you meant
Lloyd becomes the opener. Because I think K. Michelle got more joints than him. You know what I mean?
It would probably go Lloyd, K. Michelle.
Do what? Does he? Does he? Does
Michelle? No. K. Michelle Lloyd.
Really?
Jaheim Keisha.
I can see that. I don't know. That's a toss up. But Lloyd will be a good replacement. That's the only people I can think of. Because, I mean, Jay Holiday, he got some songs. He had that one good album, but he was out here trying to dance to his songs, which I don't know why. None of your songs involve dance moves, so I don't know. Elle Varner should be on that tour. Shout out to Elle Varner.
Okay.
She should be the opening act. There you go. She could be the
opening. Pretty mouth, boy. Golly.
Man, shout out.
Elle fucking Varner.
Boy.
And not to mention my baby over Ella May.
Yeah,
Ella May don't fit on that too.
I would have wanted to replace Trey with another male, so that's where my brain was going.
Yeah, I could have
any other females I could have.
I mean, Robert, but you know he locked down.
All right, but what's a female you could think of, Jers? And Robert,
LMI would have been a really good choice for that lineup.
Ah, she would have been a hell of a shit.
Yeah.
She's the headliner. She's the most recent with the most hell.
Keisha not gonna let her not gonna open fire. Keisha not.
What about Monica?
Monica not gonna open for Keisha either.
Monica would have been a headliner.
They got a song together, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Purdue.
Fantastic.
She doing Color Purple tour right now. She ain't doing that shit right now.
True. She would have been a headliner too.
She getting that fucking Oprah money right now. She ain't got time to worry about no music concert tour shit.
Can she count it? My bad. She can't read. My bad.
Bro, you was wilding last week with the Martin Luther King stuff. Why don't you come here for 1 week and just be chill, bro? Just 1 week,
bro. Bro, y'all never think about that. When you think about Fantasia, you don't think about the fact she got on TV talking about trying to read the Cat in the Hat.
No, bro. I look at when I think of Fantasia, I think about thickness. That is what I think about.
In the movie, she showed up.
Straight to it. When I think of Fantasia, I think about thickness. Just straight to it.
She played herself in the movie, bro.
All right, bro.
Nobody tell my story. We couldn't write it. Let me just act it out for you. Shit.
Wow.
I'll be trying to move on, bro. Still want to go. All right, bro. Blueface was asked in the interview with Funny Marco, who will win the verses between him and Soulja Boy?
Boy.
He said, I'm a professional performer. Soulja Boy went on live, blah, blah, blah. We're not even going to get to that. Quay, how do you feel about Blueface saying he would be Soulja Boy in a versus?
He said that?
What he said? He said, I'm a professional performer.
No, he said he's a professional performer. He didn't say he was going to beat him, right?
He's saying, I'm going to win.
For himself. He was
really don't even believe that for real. He's just saying shit because he on Funny Marco shit. Trying to be funny. Funny Marco ain't even. That nigga be really about to get his ass tossed. For no reason. Stop that shit, man. Whatever you doing. And Blueface, you tweaking, nigga. That big Soulja Boy. Put some respect on that nigga name.
For real. Even I stand on that. Ain't no way in hell Blueface is going to do better than Soulja Boy. Ain't no way in hell.
Shit, nigga here.
Nah, come on,
Will you use the Soulja Boy for a dollar?
Hey, bro. What?
Will you use the Soulja Boy for a dollar?
Nigga, I remember I did the Harlem Shake one time for 50 cents.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doubling it. Soulja Boy for a dollar.
Nah, bro. I ain't doing it. I'm old. My bones crack and shit and whatnot. For real. I'll just say, bro. Blueface, quit playing. Like, come on, bro. I quit playing. Like I get quack shit about Soulja Boy, but quit playing. Like, come on, bro. We not doing it.
For real. We not doing trying this. To sit there and play big, talk about some name five Soulja Boy songs. Like, damn, really, nigga?
We can name
Soulja Boy songs.
We can name five Soulja Boy songs. We can't name two Blueface songs. Not two.
Nope.
Not two. Not two. I didn't even know. Matter of fact, Craig, he'd been in boxing matches. I don't even know who he boxed.
Didn't he fight Nick Young?
Did he fight Nick Young? I think he did fight Nick Young. That's what.
Who did Nick Young fought somebody and couldn't handle him? Shit.
Yeah, bro. That nigga's getting that ring thinking sweet.
Till you get the goddamn noggin rocked. Run your bell. hey, look. Spoiler alert. I know y'all be watching it. Y'all be watching Power?
No.
So look, the dark-skinned lady, Latina Miller, she fucking Joey Badass on the show. And she showed her titties. She showed her titties last night. Oh my God. Latina Miller and them titties. What the fuck going on? What's the world coming to? It was quick though. She showed them quick. She said, ooh, I'm gonna give you a little nipple. Nah, it's gone. Wow.
I ain't gonna lie, I remember when Lala did a scene and Power. Nigga, I looked at that and said, Carmella, you, I don't know. That's all I can say. I, nigga, you, nigga. Because Lala been bad since she was on TRL. Nigga, what is you doing? Plus, he only got one kid back. I would have put two or three.
Honey,
it
ain't
to
get finer, bruh.
Man, I would have ran up some commas up in that with the babies. What you talking about, boy? Boy, boy, boy.
No, you know I know you. How you know that the scene was crazy? Because the kids at school was teasing them about it.
Nigga, yo, niggas was jerking off to your mama, bro. What you talking about? Nigga, what Ray J say? If I had one wish looking ass, come on, bro. These niggas get money and forget they got bad ones. This is what I learned from this podcast. Niggas get money and forget they got bad ones.
But
niggas as well, bro. Nigga
had a baby on. I'm sorry, nigga had twins on her.
That was right.
Had twins on her and disowned the twins. Nigga disowned the twins.
Niggas as well, boy, boy, boy.
For real.
I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah. Christian BBL, let's talk about it real quick.
Ooh.
Young lady, Sophia. I ain't gonna try to pronounce her last name. I had it earlier. I even listened to it, how they pronounced it. But I'm drinking that song. I don't care. Sophia, young lady, she got a BBL and she said it was a Christian BBL. She said to get a Christian BBL, you got to find a doctor who is trustworthy in God, and you got to sprinkle holy oil and all these other things for it to be a Christian BBL. And she did it in the name of Christ. Church.
Wow.
Just go. Because to me, if you want to get a BBL, just get a BBL. It's okay. Nobody's judging you. But
someone is judging her and she's trying to justify her decisions by using Jesus as a segue. And that's not okay. Like, that's not okay. Do what you feel is cohesive to how you're going to work your faith, because it's up to you. You choose to, you know, praise who you're going to praise and work with their rules as guidelines, or you follow them to a T, or you don't give a fuck about them. So she's working Jesus to her standards, or to somebody else's, and needs to see some therapists in the process. So
yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say besides that. I don't really know. I mean, that's it. Glad you got anything you want to share about the Christian BBL.
Is that how It is for people that indulge. You can just say you do it in the name of the Lord, and then it works.
No, it don't.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay. All right, then. Without further ado.
Yeah, just some high thoughts brought to you by Superman Runts. You know, it's decent little shit, you know. You hear me? Some of this, some of that. I don't really like Runts, me personally. It ain't my shit, but, you know, to each his own. But, shit, I don't really have nothing for y'all, but it is the holiday season, so, favorite Christmas gift? Or I think we did that before. So, what's the best gift you've ever given?
I'll bet. And I'm pretty sure this was my answer when we asked the first time, but 1 year for Christmas, I got my mom tickets to go see Prince.
Yeah, I don't think I remember that.
It was right after my birthday. I used my birthday money to buy her the tickets, and she went. She said she had a great time. But seeing her reaction.
I've never heard that before.
Okay. Yeah, I would say, like, that's
y'all always friends, so I know that's why y'all talked about it, but I ain't never heard that story before.
She said it on the pod. What are you talking about, bro?
I think you were there. I would hope so. But that was it. That'd be the memory for me.
He might not have been there. Everybody get off days when we surprise.
You right? Okay. Sure.
Except for certain people. But certain people meaning me. But best gift I ever gave. That's a great question. I don't know. Shit, did I say this last time? Shit, I gave
I never asked y'all this, so why y'all keep saying last time? I asked y'all what was the best gift you ever got.
I think you asked best gift. Most gift we've gotten, and I referred back to that story when I did mine, because it's one of my favorite Christmas.
I gave a chick. let me not say chick. I gave a female Rosetta Stone for her to speak Spanish to some other nigga.
Damn.
Who with the freckles?
Damn.
Excuse me, my nigga.
God damn.
Boom. There you go. I'm helping you get extra money in your paycheck so you can speak Spanish to some other. All right, bro. Come on, bro. Wrap the show up.
Damn, I do have one question before we go, though. I ain't gonna hold you. I wanted to bring it up at the beginning, but I forgot about it because I just thought about it. I had a shower thought the other day, literally in the shower, thinking out of my business because I do too much. One, just about, I wanted to have a shout out moment to the unsung heroes of Lady World. Anybody who does waxing for a living, y'all some real ass motherfuckers, boy, because I was like, I just contemplate all the crevices and whatnot to shave properly, bro. Like, and I wonder, like, as far as niggas go, how often are y'all shaving? Like, y'all getting all of it? Like, you not shaving at all? Like, I just, some men do, and I've seen it. It's wonderful. We love a good manscape moment, especially when it's clean cut and ready to go. So worst thing is being in the middle of the Glock and you gotta stop because one of them little hairs is in the back of your throat. Like,
you better take these hairs. That's all I got for you.
Nigga, tickles back there. You gotta be like, ah, you feel like you're about to hock a literal fucking hairball. Ain't shit sexy about that.
Shit. But, you knew what it was when you went down there.
Boy.
You knew what it was when you went down there.
You just don't tame it at all. You free bushing it out in these streets, you.
Man, let me tell you. Last time I shaved, who with the freckle? Last time I shaved, somebody shaved me.
Wow. And
they took a picture and I seen what that picture looked like and I said, never again.
Wow, really? Your balls must look weird. Damn.
With that being said, hey, this has been another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, yeah. Your favorite amateur podcast. And you can find us wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, Pandora, you know, they fuck with us over there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, phone number, and email for comments, questions, and concerns only. But I'm your boy, Young Quack the Dream, and I will holler at y'all later.
Y'all got me fucked up. Wait a minute, bro. Wait.
I'm sorry. I've seen, you know, a shaved look on. Keep it up. We love that. But this your girl Jers. We'll holler at you next week. If you're gonna shave, shave carefully. But again, shout out to the wax ladies because it's holiday season.
It's your boy, Mr. Bell. I got my balls don't look weird. Jers got me fucked up. I guess people can speak for vouch for me on that. But anyways, hey, shout out to me and shout out to the team and whatnot. We're gonna catch y'all on the next day.
Happy holidays.